Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the Word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is February the 24th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapters 10 to 12. Five things that God requires from us. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 10 verses 12 and 13 like this. The words of Moses. And now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today for your good. In Deuteronomy chapter 10, Moses balances the two important themes of law and love. And in verses 12 and 13, Moses condenses the essence of all the Old Testament laws into five things that God required from the Israelites. 1. Fear God religiously. 2. Walk in God's ways. 3. Love God sincerely. 4. Serve God wholly. And 5. Obey God completely. God's desire for his people can thus be summed up in the words to fear, to walk, to love, to serve, and to keep. All the above five action verbs are closely aligned and connected with each other. To fear God is to give God our highest respect and a holy reverence to his person and his authority. Out of our respect for God, we will walk in his ways and keep all his commandments. Our love for God is revealed when we obey his commandments. Out of our love for God, we will try to please him in grateful obedience and serve him faithfully with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Let us therefore fear God by respecting him, keeping his commandments, loving him, and serving him with all that we are and all that we have. Because God loves us, he has given us his word to nourish and guide us. We cannot fully experience God's love for us unless we are obedient to his will. To love God with our whole being is the greatest commandment that God has stated to the Israelites and to us today. To walk in God's ways require that we love him with all our being and keep his commandments, as love and obedience always go together. As Jesus has said in John chapter 14, verse 23 like this, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him."